Friend with Brother James Shaver.
Thank you, and it's good to be coming back into your place of listening. Wherever you may be today, trust that you've got your Bible out and we'll read a little while in the Word of God. I'm going to do some scripture reading today and some Word of God, and let us look at it for a little while. It's just a beautiful day and good to be here, good to be at the church this morning. A young preacher, Taylor Henderson, announced his calling to preach, and he preached for us this morning, done a real good job for a young preacher, and I just like to encourage him, if he's listening, just stay with it. People are not going to like the preaching the Word of God, but stay with it anyhow. That's what's pleased to God. But I'm going to get back into the Word of God here. I want us to look at something. As a preacher called me out of, he was headed to Paducah, Kentucky yesterday to go preach a revival next week, and we was talking, and he brought something to my mind that I want to try to change some things. Maybe I say it's going to take me a while to do it, but we're getting a time today when you read out of the Bible, you read after Timothy, you read after Peter, you read after Paul, you'll say, or men are getting bad about saying, that's what man's idea, man's opinion, or whatsoever. So I'm going to try my best to change and call this a Holy Ghost book, a Bible, a Holy Ghost book. Whatever it says, it don't matter difference who wrote it down, the Holy Ghost spoke it, because I have right here before me. And this book, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Holy Ghost said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now you notice what it said here. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I mean, it's God breathed, Holy Ghost wrote, and I will say this much, I don't think the Holy Ghost wrote the book and didn't have to have me or anybody else to come along and say it don't mean that, it means this. It means just exactly what the Holy Ghost meant for it to say. Amen. I'm not worried too much about the Greek word on it. I can understand English. But so I'll just take the Holy Ghost book here. In Philippians, again, we'll go back to the scripture we've been preaching on for the last 2 or 3 weeks, whatever. And this will probably be banker number 3. You remember I started out in Luke 16 about the banker and the rich man, and preached about how I become a beggar for salvation. Then when I got to salvation, I continued a beggar and preached on several different things about begging. But I want to go back to Philippians chapter number 4, verse 19, and see here what God said, or the Holy Ghost said. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I'm going to say what we have need of today has nothing to do with earthly stuff. Amen. I don't need no earthly things, more better bank account, better job. We just need more of God. And the Holy Ghost said in St. Luke chapter number 11, I'm going to read several verses here. Again, remember, after I got to be a beggar and begged for salvation, I'm still a beggar. Holy Ghost said in Luke 11 and 15, I'll read a few, several verses here, verse 5, rather, 11 and 5. But he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give as many as he needeth. Other words, his continual begging and asking, he will arise and give to him. Now you listen to what the Holy Ghost said. Now he's talking to us. He says, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that it knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he asked a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. Now, if correctly reading these, let's go to the book of James. And the Bible said in book of James, the Holy Ghost has wrote down here in chapter number 4, from whence cometh wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and you have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Now that's what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. About us today, we're still beggars. We're still needing things from God, and bless your heart, we get it. We're going to have to stay a beggar and continue to ask of God for things that we need in this spiritual walk down here. Now, a brand new car, a Greyhound bus, an airplane will not help me one bit to get closer to God. Amen. Amen. A big pastor and a big church with thousands of members and big donations will not get me one bit closer to God. The nation that we're living in, amen, it never has been since the beginning of time as wicked as it is right now. We need something from God today. The Bible says, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen. So we need in our day, we need more grace. Amen. The time that we're standing in. Amen. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. And people are coming again, this blessed old book that the Holy Ghost wrote. Amen. They're trying every way in the world, thank God, to deny this book. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to defend this book. Just like I will defend a lion that was in a cage. You know how I'd defend a lion that was in a cage? I'd just open the door and let the lion out and let the lion take care of itself. So that's what I'm going to do with this blessed old book. That the Holy Ghost has penned down for us. I'm just going to open the pages of it and read it out to us and let God take care of itself. Amen. It's not for me anyhow. It's just my job to live it and preach it. It's left up to you whether you take it or not. I'm a friend, these evil days that we're in. Hey, God, we better learn to beg like we never begged before. I'm not talking about begging the president. I'm not talking about begging the senators. I'm talking about begging from God Almighty. Hey, God, you see the children of Israel, when they got down into Egypt, how they got under heavy bondage, I got more than they could handle. They begin to beg, they begin to weep, and they begin to cry unto God. And God heard their cry. And God sent a man down to deliver them. And God has not changed one bit. How the problem is we've changed. How we've got to work today. How we want to make signs. And go out and pick it. And I find nowhere in the Word of God how where God said how when the homosexuals or any of the rest of them come together, I'll paint you some signs and march against them. I'll tell you what we need. How we need us a place somewhere that we can get a hold of God and beg God how to have mercy. Amen. Tell Him even in wrath, remember mercy. It's going to take something to stand in this wicked day we're in. Bible says that the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Bible said, the Word of God, the Holy Ghost said, thank be unto God. I know ye not that in the last days a perilous time shall come. And friend, if we're not living in perilous times now, I sure hope I'm not around when they get here. Friend, we need the help of God in the day we're in today. Programs down at the church and car washes and youth cribs and ball games is not changing anything in the world. It's going to take a move of the Holy Ghost of God in the day we're in today. And if we ever get God to move again, in Luke he said, if you be an evil, I know how to give a good gift unto your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them at Asbury. Oh my, we're trying to dream up everything in the world today except just get on our face and realize we're beggars. Amen. Without the help of God, we can't do nothing. Thank God, I want to get here in Ephesians again. But there's another scripture that come to our mind. Back over in 2 Chronicles, you'll find where, amen, Asa died, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and the Bible says, said, he said, himself against Israel, which was Ahab. Ahab was wicked, and God in his body, God made up his mind, that he wasn't going to run after Ahab, the wicked king. But you read your Bible, 17 years later, God Jehoshaphat joined up with Ahab. Amen. Bless your heart. Then God got angry with Jehoshaphat because he joined up with Ahab. Friend, I'm saying today, according to the Holy Ghost, have wrote this blessed book, God's got a controversy against this world. Bless your heart, because we're joining the league with Ahab, the things and the cares of this world. Amen. When Jehoshaphat joined league with Ahab, God sent a man down there. Amen. I sure would like to be that man. Amen. That warned people that we're sitting under the judgment hand of God. Our nation's fixing to go under. Amen. How you look back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And how God, when he got his belly full of the sodomy, how God took Lot out of it, and God rained fire, and God rained brimstone, and destroyed Sodom, amen, and Gomorrah, and the cities around about, and God, they didn't have a sign in March. It was God. Abraham back over yonder had got a hold of God. Abraham become a beggar. Abraham was working to get Lot delivered. A friend, hear me. We better look out and see what's going on and realize we better cut out our foolishness and get a hold of God. Amen. God sent a man down there to tell Jehoshaphat and said, what are you doing? Joining up with that man which God hated. Amen. Haste be unto God, he reproved Jehoshaphat for making a league with Ahab. Friends, you see this today. Our church world has made a league with Ahab. Anything that Ahab come up with, the church will have it tomorrow. Amen. If you could get when Jesus come into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, I don't know why somebody ain't done come up with it. Amen. Now I said it, somebody probably will. Why we don't have a donkey day? Amen. Thank God, because Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. First thing you know, have somebody be having a donkey day. Thank God's great name. But God sent Ahab down there. And he said, I sent a man down to Jehoshaphat and said, God's angry with you. And there were three countries that God was fixing to send down on Jehoshaphat. Amen. He said, the wrath of God is kindled against you. I wonder, amen, if we could see like God sees, how the wrath of God is kindled against this sinful and adulterous, amen, fornicating heart, sin loving, well weary in, God is mad about it. Amen. You know what Jehoshaphat done? He didn't go down to some charter place and rent a Greyhound bus and say, we're going to take our youth and we're going to go to Smoky Mountains on a youth trip. No, sir. He didn't say, we're going to have a car wash down at the temple to help our youth. Amen. Now come on, stay with me. Ain't got much longer. My time's going to be gone. But you know what Jehoshaphat done? I believe you'll find this about the 20th, 21st, 22nd chapter of 2 Corinthians Chronicles, where this is. You know what he done? He got the women folk. He got the children. Amen. Headed down to the house of God. And the Bible said they got down men, women, and children. And before the God began to weep. And Jehoshaphat said, oh God, you know how we ain't got no power on our strength against this enemy. If you don't help us, how we're going to be defeated. Thank be unto God. He began to repent. He began to beg. He began to ask for help. Neighbor, hear me. If you'll listen to me, I believe to yes, we can turn our nation back. If we'll turn back to a holy God. Remember, we're beggars. We don't demand God. As I preached a few Sundays ago, amen, God's not a genie in a bottle. You rub the bottle and get him come out and give you what he wants. He left the Holy Ghost, left us a pattern. Amen, how to get right, how to live right, how to die right, how to love one another, and to help one another, and be an example one to the other, and bless your heart. How but Jehoshaphat, I got the wife and children. Friend, hear me. If you'll get your nose out of that Sunday evening football game and get your mind, I said, on the shade that this world is in. Our young people are dying and going to hell by the numbers day by day. And it's not their fault. It's our fault. As the elders, we're not blazing a holy trail for them to walk in. Amen. We need to realize, friend, we need the help of God in this day. Amen. James said, you have not because you ask not. You know the reason why that we're not repenting and asking God anymore? Because we'd have to do some house cleaning. Amen. We'd have to do some house cleaning. And I'm talking about house cleaning, not only one you live and sleep in. I'm also talking about the one you walk in. Amen. This temple. I bless your heart that the Holy Ghost is supposed to be dwelling in. I'm going to tell you right now, God won't put His good Holy Ghost in a slop bucket. Amen. God bless your heart. We better seek God one more time. We better turn back. We better get back in the bagging business and beg God to come and help us. Jehoshaphat got in the bagging business. He said, God, we have no power. We have no might. Ain't a thing in the world, God, that we can do with that crowd that's coming against us if you don't help us. You know this sodomite clouds are coming on us. I mean, it's spreading just like hot water over our country. You pick up the paper, or however you get the news every day, you hear something new, where it's a spread more and more, just like wildfire. Amen. But I want to tell you something, friend. In Proverbs chapter number 20, I believe it is, the Holy Ghost said, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. I'm glad if we'll repent, if we'll straighten up our act, we'll get back holy before God. One more time, I still, I believe with all my heart that God will help us in these latter days. Let me leave you with this thought. As a preacher phoned me out of Kentucky a few days ago. Amen. I preached a revival for him a few years back. Amen. Up in northern Kentucky. Amen. God bless your heart. But he said, just a small church. He said, but I had more people last Sunday at my church than I've had since I've been pastoring there. He said, I've been there 27 years and had a bigger crowd last Sunday than he's had since he'd been there. And he said, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm slacking up on my preaching. I'm softening up. He said, but you know how I preach to them. I said, no, I don't. I said, I know how you preach when I'm around you, but I don't know how you preach there. He said, I preach harder there than I do anywhere. I began to meditate after we got off the phone. There's still a few folks scattered around. I wanted to hear the Word of God. And I thought within my mind, I need to phone him tomorrow and have a talk with him. And he already knows it. But I need to encourage him. People are going, they're running to and fro. I'm seeking a place where the Word of God's preached. Amen. Not games and gimmicks. But I'm going to tell him. Amen. You better have both barrels of your shotgun loaded. Because people start coming in, the devil's going to come too. Amen. Bless your heart, we need in these latter days to get back into bagging business. Beg for God to strengthen us in these latter days we're in. We're coming down to the end time. Amen. I tell you, we're just as well to get ready for it. I want to preach more on that armor of God, but maybe the Lord let us get to it next week. We need some people to beg in God to give us that armor. Every bit of that armor in that Bible come from above. Everybody think you can just go out and pick it up at any church anywhere you want to. But every bit of it, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Everything that we need, God's got. And if we get it, we're going to have to come a banger. We're going to have to find us a place and do some fasting and praying and get our hearts back right with God. At this time, we'll turn it back to the announcer. Amen. May God bless you next Sunday.